here's a good question that I really liked was, when marriages fail, do you have an opinion? And I know that you're Bill. I know that you're
Bill.
Opinion.
I have,
or any type of like scientific statistic regarding who's more at fault, i.e., is it more often the man or more often the women?
The first is that in every dyad, in every relationship, there's one party typically that starts to move forward in terms of their own inner growth, and often it creates a fear in the other person that they're going to lose that person that they thought was X, and then they're starting to evolve and they're starting to do therapy. They're starting to kind of go inside and having all these insights. What typically happens is you can't blame either one. We talked about it earlier that it's very difficult for some people to get to that place to start going inside and doing the inner work. So the gap gets bigger. So you can't really blame. There's a great research piece, and I'm going to have to come back to it. There's a great longitudinal study of a lot of interviews of 5, 10, 15 years later, interviewing folks that got divorced and where they're at now. And the biggest thing that the folks that hadn't processed that they needed to own more of their reactions in the relationship, when a person 10 years out realized, I should have owned more, they're much better with the relationship. They're much better with a divorce. They're actually become friends. It's the inability to own the stuff that you do in your relationship is the biggest problem. I'll come back to gender right now. I'm just going to say it. I think typically men are the ones to blame because we are tend to be the ones that struggle the most with evolving. What evolving means, maturing is simply one thing, owning my life. It means owning my reactions. It means owning my vulnerability, my sadness, my desires. Can I own that? Can I realize that everything that I do, I'm responsible for? Everything I've created in my life, I'm responsible for. Yes, my wife can be angry. She can say silly things, all that kind of stuff. I just have to own my reaction. And it's really difficult for men because our first response is to blame and to push off responsibility. Why? A lot of times, we talked about in the last podcast, our moms tend not to set up enough boundaries. So we tend to continue to act like adolescents right through our lives. So I would say to answer that question, typically men struggle. I had a long conversation with a good friend who's really struggling in his relationship. He's like, Bill, what do I do? And I looked at him, I said, listen, you got to do what you don't want to do, which is stay, do the work, and don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about where the relationship goes. Just stay present and go inside that little boy who's miserable. It's why you're drinking. It's why you don't like your job. And he's like, I'm not quite sure. I'm like, you got to go in. So it's really tough to say men are always going to be the issue because I know a lot of relationships where the women don't want to go in because that little girl inside the 40-year-old mom is still angry at dad but doesn't want to own that piece. She sees the husband. She reacts as if it's the dad, but she blames it on the husband and will not give up that ghost. I've seen a lot of, in couples counseling, a lot of times where the woman's like, no, it has nothing to do with my dad. Don't blame my dad. So that's a long-winded answer. Of, I don't have a great answer, but I do know it's all about owning your stuff. And sometimes there's just one party of the two doesn't want to do it.